to you to Mayor Fallen Mint, the continuing story of money, power, and lust. Last week...
I'm just glad you guys finally made it. Look, Philip's gonna be down here in a few minutes, so just get inside, hide, and get ready for when he comes in.
Bye, Debbie. I'm going to work.
Bye, Philip. Dinner's at 6 for having red veal cutlets.
Now continue as Philip reaches the Girdle Factory.
Good afternoon.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon, Philip.
Hi, Lily-Doo. Just came in to do some, work in my office, and, you know, my new fish are in there, and yeah. So, see ya.
Okie dokums. Let me know if you need anything.
And she does mean anything. Now Phil walks down towards his office. And Leonard's henchman.
Oh, he's so darling. So sweet and handsome and rich. But he hardly knows I'm alive. If only there was a way I could get him to notice me. Maybe I should bring him some of my special green jello. With bananas. And feta cheese. He didn't even say anything about my new girdle. And it lights up, too. I had my hair done at the deli. Since my father disappeared, no one has been able to interest me until I met Philip. He's so dreamy. He's the only one who can melt the frozen spaces of my heart. Those two men! I'll save you!
Lily-Doo, what are you doing? Lily-Doo, you saved my life! Those guys almost killed me!
Are you okay, Phil? I knew this tyrant would come in handy someday.
Phil's gaze meets Lily's dead on.
Philip, I think we should talk.
Okay.
But first, let's drag these bodies into the girdle compressor.
Okay. Gee, bodies are heavy, Lily-Doo.
Phil, I have something very important to tell you.
Oh?
I've been wanting to tell you for a very long time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Phil, I love you.
Oh.
Take me, Phil.
Where?
No, that's not what I mean, Phil. I mean...
What? Do you mean, you know, sex?
Making love.
But Lily-Doo, you know I'm married.
I know, but take me too. I can change.
Your clothes are fine. Oh, nice girdle.
But Phil, I'd do anything. I need you. I'll do anything.
It's hurting me more.
that you delay when you are near me like this. You're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay. Hurting me more each minute that you delay. So please go away, little girl. Let's call it a day, little girl. Go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay.
Oh my goodness, look at the time. It's nearly 6:10. Breaded veal cutlets are waiting for me at home.
Will Lily do and Philip, you know.
Find out what happens next week on Tin Man for the Minute.